Good morning. 7:56, almost 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, August the 25th, 2013. Whoa. I slept in and then I didn't go until I had some coffee in me this morning, so I'm a little more awake. It was well past 6 before I crawled out. 50 minutes, wow. And a lot faster than that too, apparently, because I did stop for 40 seconds or so taking the photo this morning, so yeah. 15 minute first mile, not bad. It's really hot. Well, really hot. It's probably 65. And compared to 60, and I did work up a sweat, so it's a lovely morning. It's particularly gorgeous this morning. It's not too humid for a change. There are some mare's tails up there. Some cirrus clouds. And some macro sky off over the mountains. I'm not seeing any lenticular flow today. So yeah, yesterday was kind of a... I really didn't do much yesterday. Apparently a day of rest. I apparently needed another one since I had one earlier in the week. But there's a lot of empty nest angst going on in the house yesterday. So as a result, there was a lot of cleaning and thrashing, and I kept a low profile and let the angst wear itself out. I hope. We'll see. At any rate, today's Sunday. Tomorrow is back to school. Back to work. For me as well. I gotta spend some quality time with Half-Share today and see if I can't get that wrapped up and turned over. Coming up on the last quarter moon already. Not quite another day or two, I guess. I'm hiking right along still, holy cow. I can tell because I don't have a lot, I don't have breath left over for talking. I'm trying to think of what I want to talk about today. What I was thinking about this morning was basically, on the first mile, I was thinking about Eve Online. And I'm going to have to start, apparently, I'm going to have to start a new corporation there. The characters I've got there that are going to play pivotal roles in the next Golden Age series are being held down by war declarations. And I think the only way to get out of it is to leave the corporation, which is too bad, because I've made good friends, I've had a lot of fun with these people. But they've joined a more belligerent wormhole group. And because of that, there's been a war declaration of war, which means any character anywhere is free game. And there's been a war declaration every day, at least one every day for the last 6 weeks. Now, for the most part, I haven't really paid any attention because I haven't had any time to go online and play. So it's like, okay, well, yeah, so get this settled and we'll move along. But high-tech miners don't have a lot of options. In that regard, so I'm probably going to have to start a new one. And I'll use that later on in the series. I don't need to do anything right away. But it's tedious, it's kind of a pain in the butt. But we'll do what we do. I haven't played in so long, and I'm not sure I remember how anymore. It's been quite a long time since I've done anything. I played yesterday, lost my first ship in months. Good morning. Which wasn't too terribly surprising, given that I never was very good with that particular kind of ship to begin with, so. Hours of mining and I'll have it back again. No big. So, yeah, I'm thinking a lot about the next series. I should be thinking more about the next book and tennis adventure, or about Cape Grace, which are both going to happen before I dig into new books. I also need to get South Coast out before I dig into new books, so I still have a lot of work to do before I can dig into anything, but that doesn't stop me from starting to think about it. Oh, this is going to be warm. Oh my. I just stepped out into the sun. I'm heading down the long eastern reach here. Eight o'clock in the morning. The sun is really pounding already. So, yeah, I need to get into Hampshire. I really didn't do a whole lot of anything yesterday. I watched some Warehouse 13 last night. during the day, it's kind of a, I'm not going to say a wasted day, because I did get a bunch of stuff done, mostly household chore stuff. I had to mow the front yard, which looks really nice now. I should mow the backyard. I'll have to wait till tomorrow because it's irrigation day and everything is soggy. August. It wasn't a terribly hot day yesterday. That was one of the odd things about the day. It started out relatively cool, and then I don't think it got much above 85 all day. And the problem with that is that it wasn't warm enough outside for the temperature to seep into the house, turn on the AC. So inside the house was a lot warmer than usual yesterday, and stuffy. I was in a lot of pain yesterday too. I could have used a nap. I probably should have taken one. Oh well. Live and learn, live and learn. So I'm working on the paperbacks. I did hear back from my editor. I'm still on track for an October 1st release of Ownershare, which will be the next to the last book. But it's the last book in the Share series. So I'll look at South Coast for November-ish. And then, with any luck, I don't know how that's going to work. With any luck, I'll have a new book out for December. Which could be the third book of Tanith or the second Shaman Tale, depending. Wow, I'm running out of time. One of the problems is that these paperbacks are taking forever. I think I was 10 days working on a quarter share. It was certainly more than 7. Although now that I've got it down, I should go a little bit smoother. Now that I've gone back into CreateSpace, I've played the games with CreateSpace, I know what CreateSpace is doing now. And also have the book template, so all I need to do is load a book, tag it, set it up. So that takes a couple of hours at most. I should probably do that for full share, so that I've got the books coming in for that while I'm still wrestling with half. Maybe I'll sneak some family time away for that. So my daughter has this interesting assignment from APU US History, which is to write an essay on the effect of the Spanish conquest of the West. And she's having a hard time because she was worried about having it look like she was on the fence. Yes, and couldn't decide between taking yes or no. We suggested yes and no might be the right choice. Oh, this cannot be good. I just came around the corner and found my wife playing with the sprinklers. This is not good at all. I guess I know what I'm going to be doing for today. So anyway, we suggested that perhaps you do both good and bad for both the Spaniards or the world as a whole, and then good and bad for the Native Americans. Because there were some benefits to the Native Americans, although they were desperately outweighed probably by the downsides. Ultimately, .5 on the back half. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.